answer any questions that you may have about us as well, David. So thank you, David. Okay. Ismail on with us now. Thank you.
And where are you located? What's your first name?
My name is Richard, and Marlon's here
Richard.
With us. Richard.
Yeah.
Richard Garcia.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you, David.
Okay.
Nice to meet you, sir.
You are located where? Where's your headquarters?
Costa Mesa, California.
Costa Mesa. Oh,
yeah.
Nice. Costa Mesa. Nice. Okay.
Yeah. There's Marlon's on the line with us right now. Thank
Very
you, Rich.
Good.
David. It was a pleasure meeting
Hello,
you.
Hello, David.
Pleasure.
Yeah, hello, sir. How
yeah.
you doing? I didn't want to interrupt you while you were talking there. I believe that you were prematurely there. I transferred over to me. So nice to meet you there, David. My name is Marlon. I'm one of the Skinner directors out
hey,
here
Marlon.
For my department. Hope your day is going well, sir. The gentleman that you were speaking to a second ago, his name is John. He is a mapping coordinator here for the company, and he was asking me to jump on the line here with you to see if I can get you a price reduction for this position that we have available today for the first page of Google, but also to explain to you in detail what it is that we're going to be doing. Where would you like to start, sir? Have you ever tried something like this before, or is this kind of new to you, the whole Google first page?
No, why don't you just go ahead and tell me, you know, how, I know you guys have all the technology to do this stuff, so you tell me.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. The whole point is to do everything for you, and so you, all you got to do at the end of the day is just pick up the phone. Answer your calls. You know, so, cause all the stuff that we do is pretty tedious. You know what I mean? It's, it's very, very tedious stuff for these guys, what these guys do, you know, our technicians. So basically what we're going to do, right?
Well, I think
is,
it's fairly, you guys have a system where it's automatic once you get it going. They may have to set it up.
We do have a lot
right.
of programs. We
right.
do get assistance by from Google. We get trained by Google. They
yeah.
monitor our calls because we're a premier Google partner. But it's also extensive hours of work that these guys do. Like, for example, right, to create a website, it's not going to
yeah,
create itself. So you want to make sure you do
you
it.
Start in, I get it. I mean, you're out to make money. You want to make money, definitely. And you know what? I do, too. So if we work well together, then it works. Like the gentleman
long-term relationship.
Asked me about it. Angie's List. And I said, that's a piece of shit because they charge you for leads that aren't even really leads. Terrible. All right. And
yeah,
so
absolutely.
I like the
no exclusivity.
I do. I like the idea that you, that I just, I'm up there, out there, not soliciting through a website, but not having to pay anybody
mm-hmm.
leads or anything. But my main concern is cost. What is the monthly
okay.
charge? All this stuff.
All right. Well, let's get down to the.
I know exactly what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, yeah, of course, that's the technical stuff.
Keywords,
so you don't have to
work. Right, keywords in my
yeah,
business,
keywords and
people,
the algorithms
yeah.
and programming, all
right,
that, all that,
right, right,
yeah,
right.
bunch
that's
of
really
stuff.
Cool
okay.
stuff.
So basically what we're going to be doing for you is this, right? We're going to put you on the first page of Google. We're talking page one, the top three. We're going to put you on Google. That's what we do, our bread and butter. We'll definitely, it's not like we're going to try, we're going to do that. Okay, second thing, we're going to also put you on Bing, which is also another search engine that people use, so we don't want to miss that
Bing
money
Bing,
also
yeah,
for
yeah.
you.
Cool.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Also, people do go on directories, and not necessarily to make their decisions, like say, like Yelp or Better Business Bureau, et cetera, but we put you in 60 online directories to improve your presence online, and also just in case they do that decision on a directory after they go on Google. Okay, we also put you on those paid ads on Facebook, so we also target social media. We're also going to put you on the mobile platform because not everybody's doing a search from a desktop, but we also
okay.
put you on a desktop because some people do search on desktop.
Yeah. What's your first name again?
My first name is Marlon. M-A-R-L-O-N.
Okay, Marlon. Yes.
Yes.
Sir.
Yeah, Marlon. With the nail. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. Marlon. You know, I've heard about Facebook. Now, do I have to have a personal account on Facebook? I don't really want.
We wouldn't be running ads out of your personal Facebook. That's yeah. It wouldn't make sense. If you have a business one, we're running the ads through your business Facebook, right? If you don't have one, we'll create one for you. That's not a problem. Okay,
right.
That's all part of the deal here.
Okay, just go by my company is my name because I don't want to be associated with Ultimate. Creations and construction, whatever. I don't need it. I just have my name, David W. Jensen. And then I'll put contracting services, whatever.
That sounds
good. I don't have an LLC. I don't have a I've been through that road. I've been in this business 44 years.
Nice.
I'm not getting an LLC, and I'm not getting an S Corp or anything like that. It's just going to be my name and what mm-hmm. I do. That's it. If they like it, take it. If they don't, I don't really care.
Good man. Yeah, that's exactly what we're going to do. So we're going to promote whichever name you want to name it. If you want to be ABC okay. David, we'll put you under David, ABC David. You know what I mean?
Well,
so that's totally.
That's the thing. I don't want an A at the beginning because that's bullshit. Nobody's going to. They all know what you're doing. You're trying to get me on the first page by going AAA contracted. I don't want it. Yes, mm-hmm. I don't want it.
Yeah, so you know, a lot of companies actually speaking about the whole alphabetical thing. That's how Google used to run it, like way back. You know what I mean? But now they don't do that.
Okay,
so
they don't
do
that anymore.
No, absolutely not.
How
but that's that, you're, but you're definitely right. They used to. That's why there's actually a lot of companies named A1, AAA, AA.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Yeah,
I don't
so
need
that,
it because you know what? I know what they're after. They're not after work. They're after just getting the first. Price in there, they're salesmen, and they probably don't even know how to do the work.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm setting the toilet right now.
Well,
you see? So I, yeah. I'm setting the goddamn toilet while we're talking.
No worries. Handle your business. So I'll go ahead and talk to Top Business while you handle your business there. So, David, so yeah, it doesn't go by the alphabet anymore. It goes by keywords, and it goes, but they're totally paid. It's a paid position, okay? It's not a position where you go by your letter. So either way, but without getting off topic, whatever you want to show up as your company name, we'll do that. And if you don't have a Facebook business page, meaning like it's an actual, because there's a difference between a personal business a Facebook page, which is your name, last name, and there's a business one, which just has the name of the company. It doesn't matter what the company's called, but there's a difference between a business Facebook in a personal Facebook. So if you don't have a business one, we'll create one for you. It's not a problem whatsoever. And then we'll run the ads for you, and it's included, okay? Also, we are going to verify your company with Google, register your company officially, and I see here that you don't have a website. And I think it will be very good to have a website because it will show people your work that you do. I'm sure you have some beautiful photos of work that you've done. So that'll be a very good idea there. It'll make you look more professional, and people want to see what you're about. You know, they want to see the type of work that you do. Okay, so we'll include one. I'm going to throw in a website for you for free, okay? Normally we charge $300 extra. We charge for hosting of it, but I'll include it for you today if you're willing to give me a shot. Now, getting back into the pricing side of things, a website.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, so you're going to get a website included as part of the deal, okay? Now, going back to the pricing part of things, there will be no contracts. There's no cancellation fees. It'll be month to month, no cost per click, no cost per lead, no surprises. The price will never go back up to the regular price. It'll stay at this reduced rate that you're going to get today as part of the deal. With that said, once I get all this approved, it's going to shave the price down 60% from our regular monthly price, and I'm going to take off the setup fee off completely. Okay, once I get that approved for you, it's going to drop the price down to just $299 a month.
Yeah.
Second option, without the Facebook ads, I can take it down to $199. That's about $4.
Without the what?
Without the Facebook ads, which we can, because that's an add-on, right? So we can add that in a month, in 2 months, whatever. If you're a little bit of tight on budget, then, I mean, obviously you want to take this first page listing because it's very important and it's very effective and all that. And then plus, I'm not going to take off the website. If you want to do the $199 to secure the listing, the whole Google thing, the directories, everything except for the Facebook ads, I'll still keep the website for you for free. And that right there alone is $300.
Right.
So if you want to start out low, if you want to kind of just kick it off.
I have to think about this because I'm not jumping to anything. You can send me an email, text, whatever you want to do. You have all my info. And I got to figure out. You know, when I do jobs, sometimes they last quite a while, and I can't be doing other jobs. So it's an expense, which I get, you know, like every ad is. Any advertisement's going to be an expense. So I have to figure it out because, you know, of course, I get rid of Angie's List. That's only $200 a year, and plus the leads. So what's nice about that is I only pay the lead when I take – if I get the work. Now, they suck because they have terrible leads, and they're charging me anyways. It's bullshit.
Yeah, you don't want that. And I don't know if you knew this, but they actually use Google to get leads.
I'm sure they do.
Tell them.
Oh, sure. Of course they do.
Different companies. And they use your money to advertise their company.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so, exactly. Yeah, you're using a middleman there, David. So, I mean, I hate to tell you, but that's something you should kind of, like, pull yourself away from. Something this is more direct. You know, it's a live call.
It's just, you know, for $200 a year, and I'd pick up a job or two, whatever, you know. But now we're talking different beasts at $200 a month. That's $2,400 a year.
Right, but you got to think about this. So I mean, it is a monthly service, so we're not asking for the full year payment. So let's say worst case scenario, things don't work out. You don't like that what we're doing for you. You don't see results. You can cancel. I always ask our clients to give us a fair shot for at least a couple of months to get the full feel of the service, because going into the second month is when you get like a lot of our clients to get the best results and usually call back and they want to sign up a contract themselves. Okay, but yeah, I mean, you're not in a contract. It says literally on the email that I will send you that there's no contracts. Now let me ask you a question. I mean, I just want to make sure that I do everything here in my power to see if I can help you out. Usually only give this special discount here, like added on discount, during the Christmas week. If I apply that to your account today, not only will I be able to keep the discounts that I have, since it's a position we have available today, but I'll also be able to shave off another $50. So what if I can get you on board at $149 to get you started with the local package with no contracts, no cancellation fees, and still include that $300 website as part of the deal?
Mm-hmm.
Would you be willing to give it a shot?
Yeah, that's pretty good. You know, here's my, I'll be honest with you. No, I like it. And I think you would probably do that for me before the Christmas, and that's a good thing. I'll tell you what, John, right? No, Marco.
Marlon.
Marlo.
Almost.
Marlon.
Marlon, yeah.
I'm getting close. Martin.
Marlon. Like the best way to remember it is like Marlon Brando. Remember The Godfather?
Marlon Brando, cool.
There you go, and Marlon Brando.
Okay, so here's the thing. And you got to know this, Marlon, because I got to keep in touch with you. I like what your approach is. You're a good salesman. You know, you're pushing it. You want to get it going. I want to get it going. I'll be honest with you. I do. Now, here's my dilemma. I work in California, right? And that's really where I want to do the marketing. But now I purchased the property in Hampton Bays. And there's a higher volume of people, but I don't really need the volume. That's the thing. So, and I like California a lot better. So I'm having a tough time. This is a real big dilemma. I'm at a crossroads, and I got to make a. But let me ask you this: what if I started it in California, and then I switch to Hampton Bays? Is that going to change and it cost me more money? Hampton Bays is in New York. So that's all the way across.
Well, look, if you ever, we're not going to like target states, you know what I mean? So it'll be set at your local area. So if you say like, cause I see that you're based out of, Hedberg, right? So we're obviously going to go ahead and set you up right there. So you're found in that area and people find you, you know, so in that location. And if say like you move to New York and you want to change your location, all you got to do is just let us know. All we got to do is re-verify your company with Google, because obviously we don't want the same information of your company name going back to California, because you're not going to be there anymore. You don't want a California call when you're in New York. You know what I mean? Right. You can't go there. So, yeah. So any updates that you got to make, you just got to let us know, and we'll go for it.
Yeah, I would definitely do that. So that's even another plus. Okay, right now I'm in New York. I am going to – I'm going to be back here. I'll be in California for 3 weeks. I got a big job there. We're doing gables and putting corbels and trellises, making the finished work. So I'll be there a few weeks, and then I come back here for the holidays. But then I go, no, I'm going to be here. I got a big project. It's about 3 months long. So I like the idea. I do. So $149, and you're going to get me a website and get me up online for business.
Yes, sir. And matter of fact, I just sent you a text of one of our clients. So when you do have a few minutes, you can check it out to see the quality of it. And then go ahead.
Okay.
You were saying.
Yeah. I like that. Okay. So to be honest with you, I'm thinking since I'm going to, this project's pretty lengthy and in New York, so I'm not going to be, like, it's only me. And I hire people when I need them, of course, subcontractors, whatever. But I'm thinking maybe I should have you guys put me in the local area of Hampton Bays, Southampton, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same. It'd be about a 15-mile radius, nothing big. Same thing. I don't want to travel far. I don't even like 15 miles. I want like 8. I don't want to travel.
Right. Okay.
You know?
You want to stay pretty tight.
So,
okay.
What do you think? That's 11496. And I would go as far, that's in Hampton Bays, and I'd go as far as Southampton. East Hampton, no. Maybe Watermill. Yeah, maybe Watermill, Southampton, and Quag. This is a good balance, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got Quag on one side, and you got Southampton on the other. So that,
okay.
I kind of got it.
Yeah, okay, definitely do that for you. All we would need, obviously, is an address to get your PIN code verified at that location you're going to be at. So that will be it. Just a one-time postcard that you get from Google. You get a 6-11 business days from the day you start. So whenever you're ready, I'm ready to go. You know, so it's
whatever you need, you know, if it's a deposit, I just pay you, and then you start working on it. But I don't want it to be pinned on the the internet until I get back here, and that could be safely, we would say, maybe beginning of January. That's what I'm thinking.
Right.
So preliminarily, you'd get ready, right? And then, but I wouldn't want to be billed until then. I mean, you know what I'm saying? If you need the 149, whatever, but maybe you start billing me monthly, the 199, or maybe the 299. I think I should start with the 199. You know why? I don't really need Facebook. I don't. As a matter of fact, a lot of the young people, believe it or not, you got to hear this because I have two kids and they know.
I got four myself. I get you. Yep.
You got four.
I got four. Three girls and a boy.
Instagram, which I think is part of Facebook, but it's not Facebook. And I'm saying, cool, I never was on it anyway. I think I did. I had a couple pictures of a house I built, but nothing. It just had pictures. No, nothing else. Mm. And I didn't really care. I wasn't looking for business from it. So, with that said, I don't really need Facebook at this point. And if the phone starts ringing off the hook, then I'll never need it. But if it doesn't, then maybe, okay, well, let's try it for a while.
Let's try that.
Facebook.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. If you can do that and it's not a headache for you, I would be willing to try to do that. Yeah.
Okay, so to get everything started, David, I mean, I can get you started off at 149, but the payment would have to be done the same day we get everything started, and then it will stay at that payment too. It's not going to go up to 199. Would you be willing to start it off today, 149?
Yeah, I mean, I'll pay you now, but don't charge me until we get going. In other words, monthly, don't charge it until when you say, okay, Dave, you ready? And I say, yeah, I'm here January 1, if that's it, January 2, whatever. Might be a good way to go. You know, beginning of the New Year's resolution. And start billing the monthly.
Okay, so let me see. I'm a little lost in that part. Okay, so you do want to make your payment today, but then the part that I'm getting lost at is don't charge until the 1st.
I don't know. Do you need the money to get going to put the guys to work and get started?
Oh, yeah.
Because
we have to purchase the domain name and everything. So then, so you're talking about like for the next month billing you're talking about?
Yeah. And then so that 149, is it applied to a monthly charge or is that just to get going?
So let me kind of tell you what would happen if you give us a shot right now, right? You tell them, okay, Martin, let's go ahead and try it out. Bam. So then what I would do is I go ahead and see that everything is correct here, the address where you want to be verified at, where we're going to kick it off at. We start the process. I schedule an appointment with my technician who's going to talk to you about what keywords you want, what you want to show up for on the first page. You have photos of work that you've done. We'll give you an email to send in those specific photos for the website. And we'll give you access to the website also so you can actually make changes whenever you like. If it's on a weekend, whatever, you want to switch out your photos, you can entirely do that yourself as well. But we're here to help you out also. Then,
right.
Obviously, the next payment would be, today's the 2nd of December, I believe. So the next payment would be due on the 2nd
of January.
Yes, and it would be the same amount, which is 149. So 149 will be taken out today, 149 next month, and it is an automatic payment, but we can give you a call if you want me to call you personally to see how everything is going. Hey, is it going great? Yes, I love it. No, it's not. Let's cancel. Or, hey, Marlon, you know what? I need to change the address in California now, whatever. You let me know. Yeah. You know what I mean? But you'll have a bunch of technicians that will help you out. So is that what you want to do? Want to give it a shot?
Well, that's what we'll do then. It makes more sense to wait till January 1 then. So what do you want me to do now? I have your text. You can send me an email, and then we'll start it up from the beginning of the year. I like that. Right now, everybody's busy getting ready for holiday. And me too. I think we'll do that. Since I'm coming back here to do the work, it makes sense to be here when it gets started, you know, not to do it in California. Even though I end up in California.
Got you. So, and just in case, I mean, like, because of the town, maybe you're thinking, okay, so if I start now, then it's going to put me in this area. But just so you know, it's not going to be like overnight, okay? So I don't know if we discussed the timeline, but I want to be completely transparent with you. I don't want
to. I know you need to be. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't want you to get all like mad down the road. Like, hey, Marlon didn't tell me it was going to take this long. It's not going to take months for sure.
Right.
We're a premier Google channel partner. So first things first, you get your PIN code verification postcard to the address that you give us, right? You get that postcard. Okay. Whoever receives it, if it's your cousin, your brother, whoever it is, they'll let it, hey, you got your postcard, man, and then you let us know, we get you verified. And then the process will start to put you on the first page. It should not take longer than 30 to 45 days to get you on the first page.
Okay, so we should start it now.
Yeah, absolutely, because by the time it's active and going, then you'll be ready to go. Okay, so let's go ahead and do that there, David. Let me see here. David, is your last name Jensen?
Yeah.
Okay. What email should I send your invoice to and any correspondences between our companies?
I'm thinking. Give me a second here. I'm thinking maybe. Which one should I do? I got that one's lesser use. I should use that one. Okay. Yeah. CRIPT, like script or crypt, CRIPT, crypt. So SCSFCRIPT @gmail.com.
Okay. I believe that I messed up the beginning there. So I heard.
It's a tough one.
Yeah, D like in David, and I heard E as in Edward, X like in X-ray.
No.
Am I still good?
The email address is X, like an X-ray.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. And then XC is in Charlie.
Uh-huh.
Double S is in Sam.
Uh-huh.
And then CRIPT, crypt.
Got you. Okay, I got it now.
Okay, XCSS crypt @gmail.com. Or script. You can see XCS script. So single S and then another S and it's spelled script. Right?
Very good. Yeah, so I got, yeah, that's probably the best way to explain it right there. So yeah, the only thing I would throw you off is the double S's.
It's a tough one. It's a tough one.
Yeah, it's a tricky one. It's like a tongue twister, right? Okay, and what phone number you want the client to call you at, David? when they see you on the first page?
Yeah, the 917. And the one you guys dialed, if you have it, 917-309-6665.
Okay, and do you have a secondary number for us to contact you in case it is important in regards to your account, or just this one is okay?
Nah, that's the only one.
Okay, and what address are we verifying you at?
So you could put, now that doesn't go on the website, right? That's personal between you and us.
No, it's blocked out. Sure. Just for the verification purposes, that's all.
Gotcha. 8 Bay,
BAY, and then Woods, WOODS, Drive. And I don't want mail sent, but you can, but I don't really want it because I hate
No, we're not going to send anything. Yeah, so we don't, okay, everything's all done digital, so it's just for that one-time thing, and that's yep. coming from Google. That's to actually protect you. So that's not even coming from us. It's from Google to make sure that all you're right. you, that nobody else is trying to like use your name and all that stuff, you know, to protect you.
That's good.
Okay. So A Bay Woods Drive, we'll hide that address. I'll obviously request that.
Nice.
We are creating your website. I got you on that.
Okay.
Now the company name, how do you want it to display on Google as? I think you said David W. Yeah. Jensen Construction Services, but correct me.
Yeah, I'm paying about that one. I mean, I like it. I've always kind of, I used to have a corporation, an S-Corp, when I had 25 men, but you know, I'm 60 now. I don't do that. I'm done with that. My buddies are still at it, and they're stressed. They have heart attacks. I said, dude,
oh, no.
Change it up. Do the work. Do the work. Stay small and enjoy life. Oh, my God, life is ending soon.
Yeah, very 60. True.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Right? I got 20 more years.
Man, you know, that's terrible. A lot of those guys, you know, I mean, they're kind of like, you know, busting their backs. And then at the end, they want to get that money. But then they don't get to enjoy that money at the end because they just die, you know.
I got enough. I mean, I'm fine. I could retire probably right now. But no. I want to buy another property and build another house. To be honest with you, Marlon, I don't want to do work for anybody. I don't want somebody to call me and say, I need this done and that done. I want to build the motherfucker, put it on the market and sell it, which this one I'm thinking of doing. I did it. I bought it, fixed it up. And they say now that I could probably profit off of what I put in, what, 50, 60,000. They said, you just put your house back up another 120,000 on the market. I said, that's cool, but that ain't enough.
Right.
I want more.
I just
want to do that. I don't want to fuck around with working for people. So this, I'll do it because I like bread and butter. It's not stressful. I choose it. Ain't nobody telling me what to do. And
there you go.
That's it.
And you have a nice website to display your work.
Yeah, and so I'm just trying to think if I should use my name or if I should use something else.
Well, you know what? You can actually, right now what I'm going to do is I'm going to put in David W. Jensen Construction Services, but you can always change that. Like, I mean, because you still have to do your client interview. If you start kind of marinating on
it,
you think about it, then let my technician know, hey, you know what? I thought about it. I want to do it this, and that. So, yeah, we can make that change. So it's not a problem. Okay. I'm going to book you. Speaking about the client interview, I'm going to go ahead and put you down so you talk to my tech. Today to get the ball rolling here, and I'm going to read you a quick 90-second voice verification, but before I do that, there, Mr.
Now,
Jensen.
Before you do it, hold on, before you do that, let me ask you this.
Yes, sir.
Let's see, is that going to fit, or is it too tall? It might be too tall. Let's say I do change the name. How long would it take? You have to go back. You have to go back and find the name. You have to get it, you know, verified through so nobody else is using it. You have to go through all of that again. And it's also changing the name. This may not be good for me. But then again, people are not going off of my name necessarily. Some people will. Other people just want the service of, like, deck building, additions.
That will be done with the keywords. You know? Yeah, the name is the name, how you want to display, how you want to separate yourself from the rest. You know, there's actually a lot of companies that go, like, for example, like yours, a lot of companies would choose to put, like, say, Jensen Construction Services, just to make it short and simple.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But if you want to put your full name, that's fine. Yeah, but that's very common. Like, initials are very common, and last name and construction services are very common. Yeah, so that's totally up to you.
I want to stay away from common. I don't really care about following the crowd. You know what I mean?
There you
go. I never have. I'm a real contrarian.
Mm.
If somebody's buying the market, I'm usually shorting it.
right.
Anyway, okay. So, all right. Yep, do it. That's fine.
Okay. So we'll go to
W. Jensen.
Got you. And then let us just let us know, and it should take it. Contractor?
Yes, contracting services.
Okay, okay. Got you. Okay, contract.
Yeah, I like that because it's the keywords that's going to say, oh, he's that kind of contract.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Right. So it's not necessarily like everything that you do doesn't necessarily have to be in the title of the company, you know?
Right.
You could actually purchase
right.
David Jensen Services, and people will won't find you by that. They're going to find you by the keywords, the services.
The keywords, that's what I like about it.
There you go. So that's what's going to get you found. Okay, so
all
I'm going to go ahead and reach you that 90-second voice verification, but before I do that there, David, for the 149 that we'll got approved here for you, do you want to use a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, Discover?
Oh, yeah. Let me get that for you. Give me a second. Getting this. See, I'm working while we're talking, as you know, probably.
Yes, sir.
And let me go get that so you get, you know, so you can go get to the next client, which is important. Okay. Let me see here. I'm going to go on this other room. Now where? Let's see. Good question. Oh, yeah, it's in the truck. Okay, you got to bear with me. I got to go out to the truck.
Yeah, no worries. Well, you're walking with I'm walking with you there for the client interview. I have an appointment available at 1 o'clock today Pacific time. So I know in the East Coast it's a three-hour difference. So 1 o'clock will be 2, 3, 4.
What's that?
The client interview? David, did you lose reception? Did you put me on mute? You cut off. David? Hello, hello, I'm still here.